This is GQDN for Monday, May the 1st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, and we got a lot on a Monday, we have maybe some Final Fantasy comic, some Star Wars news, of course, and some Sony news. But today, we begin with an article from IGN, and they're saying that the CMA said that Microsoft could lose some substantial money by making Call of Duty exclusive in all the scenarios. So, Call of Duty was indeed one of the issues that the Competitions and Markets Authority did have. It wasn't the reason that they gave that they wanted to block the deal, but it is indeed one of the issues that they had, because there was a thing called, quote, the critical diversion ratio, which goes between the PlayStation Call of Duty players who would need to switch over to Xbox to make it profitable for Microsoft. But Sony did claim that they, quote, cannot protect against the loss of Call of Duty. So that was a story from IGN, and that was today. But according to Destructoid.com, the Ukraine did say that they did approve the Microsoft Activision purchase. So here's what they said that was translated in a statement, quote, Microsoft Corporation and Activision Blizzard Incorporated do not carry out economic activity in the field of cloud gaming services in Ukraine. The concerns expressed by the EU Commission and the reasons for the prohibition of concentration in Great Britain are not relevant for assessing its impact on the dynamic competition in Ukraine. Taking into account the above-mentioned factors, the committee allowed the specified concentration. So, maybe there's a little backing, I will say. In that meantime, Microsoft did a deal with Enware and make a 10-year deal. Now, I believe that we might have done this before, but it's just a little reminder that Microsoft is still making deals with outside consoles and outside platforms. Now, speaking of platforms, according to TheVerge.com, Meta will be hosting a VR gaming show this June. So, the last time they did this was in 2022, which did take place in April. And it did have Resident Evil 4, Among Us VR, and some other stuff. But what could be in this? Well, that's what we don't know, but that's where we're going to have to tune in. Because the pre-show begins at 12:45 p.m. It did not give me a date. But 12:45 p.m. EST, it'll be starting, with the show starting at 1 p.m., which you can see on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. And it'll be June 1st. At 10 a.m. Pacific time. So there you go. June 1st. Save the date, people. We'll see what's in there. Now we go to PlayStation news. There's quite a bit of this because, according to PushSquare.com, Sony did say that they're not just creating 10 live service for Destiny and Fortnite games. So, what the studio's boss, Herman Hulis, did say, quote, PlayStation Studios are making a variety of games that could be referred to as live services targeting different genres. Words are hard. Further quote, we are also creating games for different audiences, and I take confidence from our track record in creating worlds and stories that PlayStation fans love. We have been working closely with Firewalk for a while now. We have both really enjoyed that process, and we have incredible confidence and what they're creating. So this felt like a very natural step. We understand the competitive environment that is out there and the time investment from players that live services offers, and we want to deliver the highest quality games. Now, what PushSquare also said is that the $70 games could be hurting both PlayStation 4 and 5 because what Derek Strickland did say on Twitter, quote, for the same year, Sony made $6.367 billion revenue from combined physical and digital software sales. This is actually higher than last year and not much lower than fiscal year 20, which was the previous record for overall PlayStation revenue. In terms of volume, game unit sales were definitely lower than last year. Sony sold 264.2 million combined PlayStation 4 and 5 games in fiscal year 22, and that was down 39 million units. Game unit sales have been on a downward trend since fiscal year 20, a period which includes PlayStation 5's launch, released in quarter 3, 2020. Now, could the $70 price tag be to blame for this? Well, maybe. We'll see. But they also did say that the UK sales charts did indicate that Star Wars Jedi Survivor did make up 82% of the sales. So the UK sales charts, ending the 29th April 2023, did have a Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Dead Island 2, FIFA 23, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Hogwarts Legacy, Super Mario Odyssey, Minecraft Switch, Minecraft Legends, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and Resident Evil 4. That was the top 10. So Star Wars took it and took it all. Now, Blue News did also say that Jedi Survivor did not just do that in Europe, but they surpassed the Jedi Fallen Order by quite the margin. And that's according to Steam, where it shows that Fallen Order peaked at 46,550 players online at once. And Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, that's the Lego game, 82,517. So after launch, Jedi Fallen Order peaked out at 63,597. So it's in the middle of the tip. But EA Star Wars still all hard at work at it, and they did include some patches, such as the PC patch had performance improvements for non-ray traced rendering, and there's quite a few updates for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. Multiple crashes fixed across PlayStation and Xbox Series, various areas of the game, fixed crashes that were tied to skipping cinematics, performance issues across PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S, fixed an issue with dynamic cloth inside the Mantis, fixed various rendering issues, fixed an issue registering Nico colors not saving and disappearing from the stable, fixed issues with cinematic dialogue overlapping, fixed various collision issues. There's a lot. And then there's more beyond that. They also said that we are hard at work on patches that will further improve performance and fix bugs across all platforms. So they're still working on it, but that is proof that they're working on it. Now, according to Polygon.com, there are more leaks to The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And that includes maybe some of the release date and on the private Discord servers. There were people that were attempting to stream live on Twitch, and they were very quickly taking it down. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on with Legend of Zelda. Now, could Final Fantasy be making a comic book? Well, Kotaku thinks so, because the comic authors, Kurt Busiek, is a part of it, and he basically worked on Superman and the Avengers, and they did team up for some early 90s, and everyone talking about the Final Fantasy comic. So we'll see what happens there. Might not be the only one working on it, but we'll see. A little bit more on the entertainment side. Super Mario Brothers movie did smash $1 billion in the box office. Yeah, we heard that from Destructoid.com, and yeah, they did that. So well done to the movie team. Very well done. But we do end on a sad yet humbling note, because according to news.yahoo.com, Riot has made a tribute to a Turkish Valorant pro, and her name is Gizem Louis, known as Louis Harmankaya. She died via the earthquakes that happened in both Turkey and Syria last February, and she is now part of the tribute that was done by Riot Games in Valorant, which is in the Battle Pass, and it comes in patch 6.08 release. So indeed, it was quite a rough time, and Jill Ellen Aragon also made a tweet about this. Quote, "A very special tribute in memory of Gizem Louis Harmonica in new Battle Pass." So indeed, with that, we end the show. As I say, this has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. And I think Louis would want you to go play some games, people.